from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. President Prabowo inaugurates Policy's food service units. World Radio Day 2026 highlights the role of AI in the broadcasting industry. I'm Rahmawati. Here is the news in detail. The President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, inaugurated 1,072 nutritious food service units and 18 food security warehouses on Friday. The inauguration was also marked by the groundbreaking ceremony for 107 police food service units, demonstrating the government's commitment to eradicating poverty and hunger. President Prabowo emphasized this food infrastructure is designed to ensure the sustainability of the free nutritious meal program reaches all corners of the country. The police food service unit's facilities are built to the highest food safety standards. Its unit is equipped with technology to detect hazardous substances such as formaldehyde, cyanide, nitrites, and arsenic. Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Manpower, is promoting the strengthening of human resource competency through vocational training aligned with industry needs, as well as affirmative action programs for vulnerable groups. Minister of Manpower, Yasir Lee, has emphasized that various inclusive training initiatives, including those for persons with disabilities, have begun to be implemented to enhance the competitiveness of the national workforce.
Minister of Manpower Yasir Lee on Thursday in Jakarta called for the strengthening of human resource competency through vocational training directly linked to industry needs. According to him, improving the quality of the workforce must be a priority in order to meet the dynamics and demands of the job market. The government wants to ensure every training program has clear relevance to the needs of the business and industrial world.
Satu, penguatan kompetensi SDM.
Strengthening human resource competency through vocational training with link and match to industry needs, including affirmative action programs for vulnerable groups. Why? And we at the Ministry of Manpower have also launched and begun various training initiatives for our friends with disabilities, DANS AS, D, DANS BENC.
Pelatihan-pelatihan untuk teman-teman kita disabilitas.
Yasir Lee explained that in addition to strengthening competency, the government is also continuing to promote the expansion of employment opportunities, including through entrepreneurship development and new technology-based and green economy sectors. These measures are aimed at creating broader and more adaptive job opportunities in response to economic changes. The Ministry of Manpower is also encouraging the strengthening of worker protection and harmonious industrial relations. These efforts are being made so that productivity and welfare can go hand in hand.
Indonesian government asserted that its involvement in the Board of Peace is not connected to efforts to normalize political relations with Israel. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has affirmed that Indonesia's involvement in the Board of Peace is not connected to efforts to normalize political relations with Israel. This affirmation was conveyed following Israel's decision to join the Board of Peace, initiated by United States President Donald Trump. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yvonne Miwengkang, on Thursday in Jakarta, emphasized that Indonesia's participation in the forum is based on a humanitarian mandate and the stabilization of the conflict situation in Gaza. She stressed that the entry of any country, including Israel, into the Board of Peace will not alter Indonesia's principles, which have consistently supported the Palestinian struggle from the outset.
Participation is based on the mandate for stabilization, protection of civilians, humanitarian assistance, and reconstruction of Gaza in Palestine in accordance with UN Security Council Resolution 2803. The membership of any country in the Board of Peace does not change this principled position.
Furthermore, Indonesia views the involvement of conflicting parties as an essential part of the process towards sustainable peace. Yvonne affirmed that Indonesia will utilize its membership in the Board of Peace to ensure that the interests of the Palestinian people remain the top priority.
Indonesia will therefore utilize its membership in the Board of Peace to also actively encourage the involvement of the Palestinian Authority and ensure that the entire process remains oriented towards Palestinian interests and respects the fundamental rights of the Palestinian people, as well as promote the realization of the two-state solution.
Israel officially joined the Board of Peace after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signed the membership charter during a visit to Washington on Wednesday. The Board of Peace was established as an international body to oversee the transition, stabilization, and reconstruction process in post-conflict Gaza. Its formation is part of the comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict, 20-point roadmap, and was reinforced through the support of the UN Security Council via Resolution 2803-2025. Under its mandate, the Board of Peace will oversee the implementation of the ceasefire, maintain security stability, and ensure that the reconstruction and restoration of civilian governance in Gaza proceed in accordance with international law. The Board of Peace Charter was signed by world leaders, including President Prabowo Subianto, in Davos, Switzerland, on January 22, 2026, as a manifestation of commitment to sustainable peace in Gaza.
President Prabowo Subianto held a limited meeting with the red and white cabinet ranks at a presidential palace in Jakarta on Thursday. During the meeting, the president emphasized the importance of strengthening the national fisheries industry ecosystem through the consolidation of shipyards and the development of downstream processing. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
President Prabowo Subianto, together with the red and white cabinet ranks, finalized the scheme to strengthen the national fisheries industry ecosystem during a limited meeting at the presidential office in Jakarta on Thursday. Following the meeting, head of the state-owned enterprises regulatory body, Doni Oscaria, explained that the government will make the red and white fishing villages an integral part of the ecosystem directly managed by the state-owned enterprise PT Agrinas Jaladri Nusantara.
This is indeed about how we optimize the potential of our seas so that Jaladri will later focus on developing productivity in our fisheries industry.
This integration is intended to put Indonesia's marine wealth management under one roof. The transformation also extends to the downstream sector. Doni stated that this step will not only increase product added value, but also create new job opportunities for coastal communities.
Furthermore, Jaladri will later develop not only the upstream side, but also the downstream side. So, the derivative industries of our fisheries will also be developed massively. Well, this growth in job creation will be very massive in the future.
To support the entire chain of this ecosystem, the government has also addressed the technical aspect of fleet availability. The consolidation of the shipbuilding industry will be carried out independently, with the main focus on increasing the production of national fishing vessels. This is being done to regain control over Indonesia's marine wealth, which has largely been dominated by foreign parties. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Still from the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who received a visit from a delegation from the Islamic Republic of Pakistan on Thursday. The meeting discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation in various strategic sectors and supporting the holding of the Developing Aid or D8 Summit. Anissa Audrita has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto on Thursday received a visit from delegation from the Islamic Republic of Pakistan at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta. After the meeting, Pakistani Ambassador to Indonesia, Zahid Hafiz Chaudhry, emphasized that the long-standing relationship between the two countries, even before independence, has entered a phase of broader cooperation. According to Zahid, relations between the two countries have further strengthened following President Prabowo's visit to Pakistan last month and the increasingly intensive exchange of high-ranking officials in various strategic sectors.
Last month, when the Indonesian President, His Excellency Prabowo Subianto, visited Pakistan, I would say that was a complete turnaround in our already very good bilateral relations.
Furthermore, Zahid emphasized the importance of the partnership between Indonesia and Pakistan, which collectively represent more than a quarter of the world's Muslim population. The two countries also continue to collaborate in various international forums to advance shared interests.
Because Indonesia and Pakistan, together, we are more than one-fourth of entire world's Muslim population. So it is very important that our two countries work together bilaterally as well as through all available platforms, including the platform of UN, the OIC, the D8, ASEAN. So we look forward to further strengthening our cooperation with Indonesia.
Zahid also expressed Pakistan's high hopes for Indonesia's role in the Developing Aid Summit. He also expressed Pakistan's commitment to supporting the D8 Summit in Indonesia next April. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
We continue with technological developments, especially artificial intelligence in broadcasting, are a focus on World Radio Day 2026. Director of Radio at the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, or ABU, Andrew Davis, stated radio remains human-centric. Rizka Fadila has the details.
February 13 is commemorated as World Radio Day. This year's commemoration carries the theme Radio and Artificial Intelligence. Director of Radio at the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, or ABU, Andrew Davis, explained that artificial intelligence has influenced all aspects of life, including radio broadcasting. During VoiTalk program with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, February 13th, he said that radio must be able to adapt to technological advances.
Where I think AI, you know, could play a role is in certain parts of the day with certain programs, maybe an hour or two, which is what we're seeing with the use of AI DJs, and also perhaps with shorter information, perhaps the weather. AI voices could be used to read the weather, things like that, where there's less personality, there's less connection and less warmth required.
Davis believed that the presence of AI can aid the production process, speed up workflows, and even support creativity in broadcast. However, he emphasized that technology should be a tool, not a replacement for humans in the newsroom or behind the microphone.
So the importance of humans still being involved in the process of decision-making about what is put to air and what is not, because AI is a tool that can be used to help output or production or creativity, but it shouldn't replace human creativity or human judgment.
Andrew Davies said that the momentum of World Radio Day is a reminder that radio continues to adapt to changing times. Despite rapid technological advancement, radio's primary strength remains human connection, public trust, and editorial responsibility, which cannot be completely replaced by artificial intelligence. Rizka Fadila, Voice of Indonesia.
We end the news with the Indonesian Navy that has officially strengthened its fleet with the advanced research vessel KRI Canopus 936. This hydro-oceanographic support vessel is the result of a strategic collaboration between Indonesia and Germany. The launch and handover ceremony took place on Thursday at the Abeking and Rasmussen shipyard in Bremen, Germany. Indonesia's ambassador to Germany, Abdul Kadir Jailani, emphasized KRI Canopus 936 is more than just a research vessel. The ship is designed to serve as a national marine data integration hub that will strengthen Indonesia's position as a major maritime nation. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Good morning from Peru. This is Cesar Perez Dioses. I am a radio enthusiast and DXer. Congratulations to all my friends who are celebrating the World Radio Day. Greetings and best wishes from Peru in South America. Thank you very much.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
On
only in Indonesia.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the perusahaan ekspedisi. The perusahaan ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang. Dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya. Ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000. Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya? Berapa biaya? Which means, how much is the fee? Mengirim. Mengirim. Which means, to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Which means, the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per.
biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang, which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today's editions come with the title Badendang Rotan Traditions from Maluku. Listeners, the Badendang Rotan Traditions is one of the New Year traditions in Maluku. This cultural event is a celebration of cultural heritage that takes place regularly every year. The Badendang Rotan Traditions is the result of combining two series of events, namely the Badendang Traditions and the Hela Rotan Traditions. Even though it is held with the characteristics of each region, the Badendang tradition itself is an annual event held to welcome several major holidays in the country, such as New Year celebration, Christmas, cleaning the country celebrations, and many more. The Badendang tradition event is one of the biggest events held by the local community. Therefore, the entire populations must participate in the series of events. The Badendang tradition is a traditional Maluku singing and dancing traditions with family and relatives. This tradition is held to welcome the arrival of the new year and takes place every January 1st. Unlike most New Year traditions, which are festive with colorful fireworks, Badendang Rotan is an activity that highlights cooperation between local communities. At the same time, strengthening the value of solidarity between citizens. Starting from preparing the event to the team taking part in this activity, as the name suggests, Badendang at this event, music is one of the dominating elements. visitors will be treated to typical Maluku singing and dancing. The music produced by the Tiva is one of the things that warms the atmosphere. Starting the procession in the afternoon, the procession begins with traditional elders announce to the community that this event will start. After that, everyone from adult to children gathered. Meanwhile, the Hela Rotan tradition is a competition that is similar to tug of war in general. It's just that this Maluku style tug of war is different from the others. This is because the basic materials of the rope is made from woven rotan and also has a length of up to tens of meters. Another difference lies in the rhythm of the Tiva musical instrument that accompanies the match. The songs with rhythm lyrics that are sung are not haphazard and have always been heard from generations to generations. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Sampai keluar air mata. You never learn,
I never learn. Maaf, maafan, cuma pas lagi lebaran. Ya kenapa?
Ya gak apa-apa sih. You won't believe the day I had.
Oh no, what happened this time?
I ate too much, now I look bad.
I'm sure you look fine.
Make me cry, scream and fight.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Monday Monday by Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu. The song, which was released on March 22, 2022, was composed by Milton A. Michels and popularized by Keroncong Tugu Orchestra. The song tells about the afternoon atmosphere at the beginning of the new year, where people are still in a happy mood. That afternoon, both young and old still gather in Kampung Tugu, North Jakarta. They not only gather but also involve in a game with a penalty of being hit with powder on the face for the player who lost. However, there is no hostility because the game is wrapped in sincerity and mutual forgiveness. Here is Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu with the song Monday Monday.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
All go, count the score, even God knows it's crazy. crashing down. You say you want me and you got me. Maybe it's true, 'cause it is you. Through it all we'll make it out. Baby, hold my hand, we'll make it out. No matter how hard, no matter how far we're apart, baby. Even when it's heavy and my heart is weary, nothing's gonna change me, 'cause
Voice of Indonesia.